Perhaps the most riveting example of winning self-discipline that I've ever seen has been exposed to you and me through the experience of our POWs returning from Vietnam. Through the joy and heart-rending tearful reunions with families those many years ago, did you come to understand the self-discipline in action? Did you hear or did you read about the prisoners' habit patterns in practice sessions during those 3 to 5 to 7 years of deprivation and boredom? What would you do if you were locked up with no end in sight? Would you sleep? Would you read? Would you do push-ups? Would you get depressed a lot? Would you feel sorry for yourself? Would you resent the folks back home? Or would you, as most of them did, make prison camp a self-improvement retreat? Several of our POWs made guitars out of wooden sticks and strings, and although their crude instruments made no sound at all, those who knew how to play practice from memory, listening in their imaginations. They taught each other many new chords and finger positions and songs. And some POWs who had never held a guitar before are now accomplished flamenco guitarists. 7 years is a long time to practice. And other POWs at the Hanoi Hilton, they fashioned piano keyboards by taking a flat board and pencil sketching the keys' actual size. Although their Steinways were silent and unplayable, they practiced day after day and enjoyed their favorite selections. And others practiced typing on imaginary typewriters and came back at 40 words a minute without an error the first time they had ever typed on a real IBM typewriter. Physical fitness abounded in the prison camps. When there was nothing else to do, they did sit-ups. And one POW now holds the world's record, 4,500 sit-ups without resting. I'll never forget the story of Air Force Colonel George Hall, who played an imaginary round of golf every day during his 5.5 years as a POW in North Vietnam. In his 8x8 cell, in black pajamas and bare feet, Colonel Hall played his best rounds of golf. You see, he'd been a 4-handicapper back home at the club, which many shot in the middle 70s. But in his mind, he played every shot, every club. He teed up every ball. He replaced every divot. He pulled out the flag on the green. He studied the break and putted down. Every game he'd ever played well in the past, and every course he'd not yet played, but only seen on television before. In other words, he played golf in his mind by replaying his best games, which is called the reinforcement of success, and pre-playing every game he had not yet played, which is called the pre-enforcement of future success. Those mental exercises really paid off for him when he got back to the real game of golf. After 7 golfless years and 5.5 years in solitary confinement, weak from malnutrition and seriously atrophied and underweight, Colonel George Hall was back in form only a few weeks after his release from North Vietnam after the peace settlement. He played in the Greater New Orleans PGA Golf Open in the Pro-Am tournament and unbelievably shot a 76, right onto his handicap of 4 over par. The news media interviewed Colonel Hall after his round of golf. "Congratulations, sir," they said. "How do you account for your incredible round of golf? A case of beginner's reentry luck?" Colonel Hall smiled and replied softly, "Luck? Are you kidding? I never three-putted a green in all my 5.5 years of practice." Colonel Hall had witnessed what every astronaut, every pilot, every Olympic athlete, every salesperson, every hostess planning a party, every musician, and what every winner has learned. If you do it right in practice, you'll do it right in life. In your imagination, you can learn to never miss. Many of our POWs taught each other a foreign language. At least 50 of our returnees learned to speak at least 3 languages fluently. There were no Bibles at the Hanoi Hilton, so the POWs pooled their memory banks, and they reconstructed hundreds of the most significant passages for their Sunday worship services. And the POWs and hostages also taught each other skills from rote memory. They discussed and rediscussed childhood experiences of mutual interest and value. They created complete mental diaries while in solitary confinement, and they invented hundreds of money-making ideas. And perhaps most importantly, they gained perspective by remembering and sharing ideals about this country that have been the foundation of its greatness. They learned that simulation is the greatest tool in the universe, and that it is the universe of the POW and the hostage. So you need to discipline yourself to win. You need to practice within when you're without, and you practice right before you go to sleep at night, and you practice right after you wake up in the morning, and you practice in the shower, and you practice in the car, and you practice whenever you have the free time, because winning self-discipline is doing within when you're doing without.